Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the last footnotes of season 5. Guys, we've finally made it.
We've made it, and there's one chapter to go.
Yep.
And no one has any fucking idea how it's going to end.
Including Dad.
People have been sending in their theories. Are a single two the same?
No, everyone's got a different theory. Some theories are really interesting, stuff I'd never thought of. Some are insane, like this one. The entire chapter will be the slow and excruciating walk of Bish up the beach to where Belinda is. Then, at the last moment, the Duchess will pull off a mask, revealing herself as George all along, and Bish will finish the book with, "I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling clits." I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling clits. I actually see how hard it is now for you to do
that. It's really difficult.
A little Scooby-Doo reference there.
Exactly.
For a young person there, getting in touch with the show.
So yeah, someone just thinks it's just going to be shitloads of detail, not much happen, as usual.
Mm. Christine thinks that Chef Cosmo Macaroon is Slintz's half-brother. And he tries to avenge his death by capturing Giselle and forcing her to sing the praises of his brother's last invention, the Trioxybrillo, thank you, on live TV. Then the Duchess rescues Bella and Belinda, cue an orgy, the end.
Few people think the Duchess is just going to show up last minute.
Yes.
Because he has a tendency to just be like, let's put them in Australia.
She's not been there in a while. Someone will shag near Slintz's body and he'll come back to life for fear of missing out. If it can work for Bella's coma, it can work for dead Slintz. Giselle realises now she has Slintz, she no longer needs Belinda, so lets them all out of the cell. But turns out Slintz's death has given him amnesia. So Steele's wins...
Death has given him amnesia, he's dead.
Well, actually his heart just stopped.
Oh.
As in, like, he's been, you know, the FOMO's, like, brought him back.
Okay.
So Steele's wins and applies for a patent on the Trioxybrillo range. Plot twist, Giselle infiltrates the patent office and the blueprints fall straight into her hands before the patent has been issued.
That's brilliant. Who's that?
Well done to you, Amy1999.
Very good, very good. Chris says that Geremima St. Frost first shows up and informs Belinda that everything that's happened since she set foot in the Royal Academy of Drama and stuff has been an elaborate setup as part of her real spy training.
A lot of people saying it's going to be kind of a last minute twist, like we're all in Bella's coma dream or Belinda's been asleep since like the car crash and everything.
Oh my
that's happened
God.
Since
to be fair, amazing if it is.
Is it?
Some people aren't thinking that far ahead. A bit like Zoe T, who says either somehow they manage to lubricate the lock on the jail door so it comes off, or they lubricate themselves to squeeze between the bars. And then they end up in some sort of physical combat with Giselle, which most likely will end in sex. So that's basically just the next sort of 30 minutes planned as opposed to like the end of the book.
Love it. Where are they getting the lube is my big question.
I think they're self-lubricating.
Self-lube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love this one, actually. A giant orgy ends with Bish dying of a heart attack. That's not good. That's sad. But then we find out that Jailman has been narrating the story this whole time.
Jailman is Rocky Flintstone.
So Jailman's the one that says, "We look from aloft."
Yeah, exactly. Because he's such a storyteller, isn't he?
An incredible storyteller. So, one of the greatest orators of our time.
So he is, yeah, he is Rocky.
Lisa's made a good point. I don't even understand what has happened, let alone what will happen.
Yeah. Lisa, preach, sister, honestly.
Abigail thinks that Bish will gentleman woof in the cell, knocking all parties out instantly. But luckily, Belinda was too busy noshing down on Bella's delicious folds that she's able to escape the toxic smell and stays silent just as Bish enters the cell. And then Belinda blinks.
So she uses Bella as a... Yeah.
A little badge mask.
Yeah.
Badge mask.
A filter.
Spooner will rip off his mask and reveal that he's Cosmo Macaroon in disguise. Sent in as a distraction, the real Spooner will rescue them just as Giselle and co arrive. Belinda will reveal that she's an expert in the ancient art of pots and pans karate and kick some ass. Bella will be oblivious to all of this. The book will end mid-sentence. Oh, Jane.
I like this one, actually, from Nat. Cliffhanger. Spooner actually works for Bish, which explains why he's so shit. He's a double agent. That could be interesting.
That would make sense because it's not clear why, as one of the top spies, he is so ineffective.
Yeah.
A lot of predictions that Bish is going to die. So we'll see if that happens.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to happen at some point. So why not in the jail?
It's wishful thinking, isn't it, really? I think this one's written by a child.
Okay. Oh, God.
The Duchess will ride into the jail at Toffee Apple Chew and have sex with everyone and save the day.
Who's that from?
That's from Grant.
From who's five? Don't do that voice.
If they aren't letting nuts into the country, Toffee Apple Chew isn't getting into Australia, is she? Let's be honest.
Do you think Toffee Apple Chew walks onto the plane, gets a seat?
Yeah. Chris Tubbs says, the last chapter will just be page 52 of the 1996 Summer Argos catalogue. Probably the most accurate one yet.
And also, as arbitrary as anything. Yes, you know, like, exactly. Why not?
A lovely V-neck sweater, Alice.
I mean, Matt just thinks that there'll be a turkey sandwich involved somehow. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we expect from Rocky, just bringing something back that he thinks has been a hit.
Sophie's taken the Australia thing literally, and she said Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan run into the clink with Dr. Carl Kennedy and save the day.
International listeners are like, huh?
Yeah, so Dr. Carl Kennedy was in a soap called Neighbours. Kylie Minogue's a wonderful singer. Jason Donovan is also a singer.
Wow, shade. Jason Donovan used to be your pin-up. Joseph, the Technicolored thing. Loved that.
I was a Philip Schofield. I saw Philip Schofield.
You saw Philip Schofield, but you fantasised about Jason
Donovan. Oh, please, darling. Toffee Apple Chew will be revealed to be the mastermind behind it all. I'd love a little appearance from Toffee Apple Chew at the end.
Would it kill him? Would it kill him to bring him back? You know, at the end of a musical, when there's like everybody on stage.
Big finale number.
Would it kill him to just do that and then kill a few people off, you know?
Stephen thinks that the formula of the Trioxy Brillo range has been written on the back of a pack of tampons in Belinda's bag. Everyone goes, hurrah, and totally forgets about Slintz. The last shot is of Professor Slintz's distraught widow staring up at Belinda's flat window, unblinking.
Oh, wow, that's dark. Very moving.
We should hook them up with Rocky. They could help. A lot of people hoping for an interaction with God, Belinda and God getting together.
Sort of bookending the book.
Exactly, yeah.
Slint somehow comes back to life, some other random stuff happens, and Bella eats some chips. Thank you, Jenny.
Don't you think these theories are such a reflection on the people that have written them? I feel like a psychologist would have a lot to say about why this is their prediction.
I'm really starting to get an insight into our listeners now.
Somebody says, Bish saves the day by killing Giselle, et al, they're not being specific, in doing so realises the error of his ways and merges with Steele's.
That'd
be very Rocky. Yeah. Someone's asking, what the hell happened to the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights?
It's a good question.
Absolute shit. Do they even know where Belinda is right now?
They've done a lot of sort of weekends away in nice old houses, but that's about it.
Rosalind says, obviously I can't begin to predict what Rocky's going to do, but she's living in hope that it will somehow feature Des Martin, who's been flown in by Hazel, especially to put all the hostel's bunk beds back together. So she's thinking kind of less about the espionage and more about...
getting the deposit back.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that she's worried about that, Lucy. Yeah.
That is the greatest crime in these books, to be fair.
Andy thinks that Belinda and Giselle will fight to the death with only pots and pans as weapons. Belinda wins as the Trioxy Brillo range immediately boils Giselle.
Boils?
Yeah. Or burns, I don't know. Quite horrible.
Well, they melt her in a pot.
Fucking hell, what a way to go. But it's what she would have wanted.
And actually, we have talked many times about that woman that was deep fat fried in that series of Spooks.
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely gross.
Changed a generation, that.
It really did. I have not eaten fried food since. That's a lie.
The 20,000 ladies from book 3 all rush in with their non-stick tin woks to avenge Belinda, the greatest speaker ever to grace the O2. It's Millennium Dome Building, thank you.
This is the definition of being an optimist from JT Harlan. He says, Rocky will probably skip 1 year into the future where everything is done and Cosmo Macaroon's show is such a hit that Steele's is the best company in the world and win an award or something.
Yay!
I love the innocence of that.
And they all lived happily ever after.
It's very that, isn't it?
This is dark. Someone's just written, Belinda will take a life.
Oh, God.
Not her life, a life. She'll kill someone. There's precedent now for death in these books, so could there be another death at the end?
I don't know. I honestly think if we settle on one kind of theory, we're just asking for trouble. Yeah. Because as soon as we do that, it's like, suddenly we're in Alaska and you're like, what? And he's like, and it's a little party in the snow or something. Like, it's just going to be something so mad.
The moon just got its first pups of Pantridge and Belinda's there to sell it.
You joke, but it will be that.
Well, someone says that Spooner will whip some ridiculous gadget out of his, well, anyway, really.
Knickers.
And blow off the wall, his knickers, and blow off the wall, pick the lock or something, and they'll get teleported away and then they'll go back to UK and they'll get a knighthood for saving British commerce.
If he gets a knighthood, what even is that system? Have we got knighthoods yet? What would I get?
A dame.
A dameville. A dameness.
The Queen ain't coming anywhere near us, love.
Do you not think? You don't think she listens?
I'd love it if she did.
You know how we found out that people listen in Vatican City that time? Mm. Can we pinpoint it to like specific areas of London? Is there like a little hotbed in Buckingham Palace?
Well, just in case, shout out to Lizzie.
Hey,
hope
Liz.
You're good, ma'am. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Gosh. Can't wait for the speech, baby.
Oh, this is charming. Katie's written, Giselle will find the error of her ways, kill George with some weird sex thing and have a happy, happy orgy. Oh, and James gets laid off because he did jack shit to help. Someone's replied, for a second I thought you meant James Cooper. They both go...
Don't at you in it if they're going to laugh at you. Also, I don't think Giselle can just say, like, seen the error of my ways, soz, after all she's done.
No, exactly. It's ridiculous.
What, turncoat?
She's killed somebody.
Exactly.
Oh, I could so see Giselle, like, just... like getting so horny.
You're a very forgiving man.
Yeah. She'd be like, I want in. Someone's hoping the book ends with a musical number. I'm kind of hoping for that too.
As discussed, the big finale.
It's a showstopper.
High kicking and...
I mean, that's sort of what we had over all those bodies, didn't we? When the Duchess rode Toffeeopple Chew over all the corpses in the car park. So that was kind of a sort of, I guess, in a musical, like, get everybody on stage number. It's just that everybody was laying dead on the ground.
Yeah, quite an inanimate dance routine.
Yeah, the choreography was simple.
Yeah.
Jamie, you could write the sheet music because of your background in the theatre, obviously.
Thank
in
you.
The
art. Do you have a background in the theatre?
Shut up, you.
Oh, you mean at the background of the theatre, yeah.
Maybe Val Harris can help with the lyrics.
Val can help.
If Val Harris hasn't reignited her career off the back of this podcast, I'll be furious. She's had so many mentions.
And she is still with us, I found out recently. So, hi, Val, if you're listening.
How did you find out? Did somebody send you a cease and desist?
If Val Harris and the Queen listen to this podcast, I will lose my mind.
I mean, Val Harris is the Queen in our mind.
Yeah. She was the Queen of the Club Theatre.
She's the heir to my heart.
Oh, amen.
So you're going to have to come back on Monday for the last chapter of book 5.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Just a reminder as well, we're doing the listening party on Monday, 8 p.m. British time.
Okay.
GMT.
So if you're in, say, America, what do you do?
Oh, God, I don't know, Alice. Check Google. Check Google what 8 p.m. UK time is in your time.
Okay.
So pick somewhere that hasn't got loads of different time zones in of itself.
Okay, what do you do in France?
That'll be 9 p.m.
Okay, what if you're in, I don't know.
I can't stress this enough, Google.
Okay.
Yep, we'll all be getting on Twitter at the same time. Hashtag porno day. Send us pics of where you're listening and we'll all press play at 8 p.m.
So brace yourself, guys. See you Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.